Good morning, my SoBeat family members, as well as my SBFM TV, as well as SBFM radio, as well as anyone else that I'm communicating with through the social media. Today, I'm going to cover something that's very important, and it's all interrelated and interconnected with what I have been doing for a number of weeks now. I'm expecting some phone calls from some SoBeat family members. I'm trying to get a news team together. We used to have a news team that came in and reported about what was going on all over the world. Miss Kobe? Hello?
How you doing?
Okay, you know I know your voice.
I know you do.
Okay. I'm going to tell folks who you are because I brag about you all the time. Even though you do not like folks to know who you are, as well as you do not even.
Sometimes I don't mind at all, but when I get hot and heavy.
Everybody, this is Mary Bugs. One of the seniors of SoBeat many years back. And she's still a senior. Anyway,
I didn't think they didn't have to know how much of a senior I am.
I should have known to get started, girl. I want you to be yourself. Well, anyway, Mary Bugs started the SoBeat Appreciation Fund, and you've heard me say that a number of times. But I called her, and I wanted her to participate because she has a lot of information, wealth of information, to give us about what's going on in the community, and she wanted you to understand how she felt about some things. So, Mary, you go on and start talking.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Right now, I'm just so upset about this vote from Britain. But I'm upset in a good way because this upsets the elitists. And the Republican Party, since when you come against elitists, that's all you are. Who in the world are you trying to fool? The Democrats... I don't even know why we're still voting for you. Blacks are in bad shape. What have you done to help? Nothing. Now, you had this vote in the UK. Next is the Antichrist. Count on it. And it's probably going to be Putin. I wish he'd go somewhere and poot, because I'm sick of him. I'm very sick of him.
Now, Mary, you also, one of the days I talked to you, because I talk to Mary often, people, you were very upset this day. Now, she's a community activist. So she was very upset this day when it just slapped her in the face of how our young children were being taken all over the place, kidnapped and put in the world of prostitution.
Yeah, that to it. I will get to that. But my point is, people, keep your typewriters because the power grid is going off. And keep your paper. And love the post office. And please love the post office. Let it remain. Don't let people divide the post office. It's being divided enough. God bless them. Now, you want to talk about what?
I don't trust the post office and a whole bunch of people right now because it's become privatized. The government doesn't
have as much
they used to or something.
You know, you notice that Trump is making our hotel out of the post office in New York. I would like to know how much money he paid for that post office. I really would.
Somebody out there may do the research and find out.
He's against the establishment. if anybody's established, it's Trump. And Hillary, too, we sure have two losers running for president. That's all I'm going to say about that. And what was that other thing you were talking about, which I have eluded? The sex trade that's going on in Oakland. Now, that's a shame before God. I mean, how can you mess with 9 and 10-year-old children? I mean, what it needs a whole, it should be a war on crime when it comes to Obama. He should, he only has a few months left. Because this has gone too far. Girls are being kidnapped. And I'm here, boys are being kidnapped too. It's true. Something has to be done. We need to bring the National Guard into Oakland. And we won't talk about the Oakland police. It's not just
well,
sex
see,
with the Oakland
Mary,
police.
About,
it's much more.
About
and
what is it? About
Atlanta.
16 years ago, you didn't want the National Guard here because you were very upset that we may end up in martial law. How do
I
you feel today?
That. But the times have changed. It's too much drugs, it's too much death, it's too much everything.
You got
to change. I don't care if it's the National Guard or the Marshals. Bring them in here. And then when you're talking about Oakland, what about the technology people who are taking our houses from the poor, running their behinds in here looking for a place to live? I'd say to you, Google, Apple, build your own housing. It's bad enough that these landlords are raising the rent sky high, making other people homeless. Section 8, thanks to the Republicans, is on its way out. You can't even go to another state now and take your Section 8 with you.
That's right. It's very difficult.
I'm trying
See,
to.
See, Mary, when we were on Sobe, we told people over 15 years ago this was going to happen.
What's that?
We told them that this was going to happen, and that's been over 15 years.
I don't care
years.
What they know. Other people need to know. A lot of people don't even understand what's going on.
That's
I mean,
true.
Like I said, Apple and Google can build their own homes. Why run the poor out? And make them homeless. You're just bringing in more homeless. And a lot of
well,
people
Mary,
just
you're going to have to realize the whole business structure of Oakland has changed. We have
I can't hear you for some reason.
In Oakland that's making all the money, but the money is not being circulated in Oakland. See, these people don't
well,
live in
well,
Oakland that are making the money
from.
In
they're
Oakland.
They're people.
And until the Oakland
I mean,
residents.
Ronald Reagan but let us know that.
About that, it's
that
continue
asleep.
To happen.
But that, we're talking about people who fell through the cracks, not people who love living in the street. That's just
yeah,
what I'm
there
talking
are a lot of
about.
People that fell through the cracks, and there are a lot of people living in the streets. And
yeah,
yes,
that's the
it is
people
something
who,
that
who
we have to address. But also, Mary, we're going to have to address some things that are serious here. Because right now, it's the landowners, the taxpayers, and those that register to vote and vote that have the power. I've been telling people for 16 years or more right here in Oakland, they know who are registered and not and what blocks.
Well, you
know.
Forget that the registered voters are corrupt. They're corrupt, too. They are very corrupt when it comes to the registered voters.
But
I'm
you're not going to be able to get any attention.
I can't vote independent because the Republicans and Democrats, they run the registered voters. I did vote for Bernie Sanders for a protest vote, you know.
Okay.
I don't want Trump to win, so I'm going to have to vote for Hillary. I wish somebody else would run. I really do. You know, I really
well,
do.
Well, I've known your opinion for many years, Mary, and you have no problem in speaking what you feel. And that's one of the reasons why I want to get back the people that were in the community that had their voices there to let people think about that there's something else that we can possibly be doing.
But the thing is, you talk about resources. But other people don't know about resources. You say there's money coming in from the homeless. But who knows it? The homeless don't know it.
You know, I said it on my show a long time ago. If any money comes here to Oakland, all you have to do is look at or go to your city council meeting.
Wait, and then did you ever think a lot of homeless don't even have money to go across the street and get those resources?
Mary,
you
if you
think
don't
about that too.
And find out, you don't know that they're here.
So, you know,
problem is.
I mean, while we are business
that need
in
the
every
money,
other country and sending them care packages, I mean, send some care packages out here in America.
Well,
I mean, our streets are made of gold.
I can say
not
is there's
silver.
A system, and if you don't deal with the system the way it's set up, you're going
to
be left behind.
That's
and
what
that
we try to do, get rid of the system.
A lot of poor people in Oakland.
Because I'm sick and tired of the status quo. I'm very sick of the status quo. And this mayor of ours, you got to watch her. She's a brown protege. She's so busy trying to sneak money to the Oakland Raiders, and you've got to watch her. I mean, you know, from the public fund. And
I'll
I don't think the public fund should be for any corporations.
I'll repeat
and that's it.
Yeah,
well,
follow
I guess you noticed that I'm
money.
Not an Oakland Raider fan anyway.
Mary, follow the money.
So, you know, but I suggest to her, do not try to sneak that money to the Oakland Raiders. If they want to go to Oakland, I mean to Las Vegas, please
well,
go.
Mary, you know we've had arguments about all these kinds of things for many years. See, I disagreed with the ice rink. I disagreed with the Coliseum. So did a number of our elected officials. But somewhere along the line, the money was spent on this stuff, and it was not that successful. I thought it was a good idea to have an ice skating ring in Oakland. Initially, I said, well, that means that they're going to probably have some students in the schools that are going to go out for ice skating, and which is not normally an African-American thing. But that's not what happened. We didn't spend
all
these millions of dollars on
we need housing right now. We need decent schools, good, decent teachers. These kids need to graduate and know what's on their diploma because they can't read.
You're right. They are still
what is the Democratic Party doing about that?
I read. I don't like that either. You know,
but the same thing. You know they're not teaching your kids about black parents.
If
you do anything, teach your kids how to read. In fact, I'd like a spelling bee for adults and see how many of them can spell.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Learning how to read.
Well, I'll put it this way, Mary. They have some of those type programs, and unfortunately, when I was out there in the community to see who was taking advantage of these governmental funds that came, I seen a lot of Spanish-speaking people and Asian people and white people, very few black, and that hurts. That hurts me. Makes us look stupid. And this is what I am looking at.
Are we welcome?
Huh?
Now you got into the Latino thing. Our president
it doesn't matter.
About his
I
own people.
I see what
and
I'm
all
saying.
He cares about is Latinos. It's not fair. We voted for him too.
This way, don't get mad with somebody else because they take care of their people, and we're not doing it.
I'm not getting mad with anybody else. I'm worried about my people. I can't worry about the rest of the country's people.
We talk about
we're
supposed to take care of ourselves then.
We don't know half of what's going on.
How are we
going to
get any help when it looks like
we
care about ourselves?
I'm not going to sit up here and parade for the Latinos. And that's it. That's where Trump and I agree. We agree about there's too many immigrants coming in here.
Joyce?
I feel sorry, yeah, for the kiddies and all that. But Mexico should be
get in. We got some more folks.
Banned. Because they're nothing but corrupt. They should be building businesses,
Mary,
not resorts.
Thank you for calling, Mary. I like to engage Mary Bugs in a lot of conversation because she will always have something to say about all types of subjects. And she gets really deep in that because she loves her people. But she have a tendency not to listen to other folks about her people, which are my people, okay? And it's a hard task trying to educate people about themselves. We were taught to hate self-kind, and so we are still at war with each other and don't realize that. And for the past month or so, I've been covering a number of subjects that apply to everyone, but I wanted for certain that my people listen to this to see if they fall in any of these categories. So I have been, over the past, 2 months, going through a number of training program scenarios that I used to teach some years ago. And I'm finding that it's necessary for me to continue to talk about some of these things. See, I'm a minister of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm to teach God's laws that are of sound doctrine today. And in order for me to do that, I have to apply earth realm things, techniques, ideas to you for you to put it together. And today, to get started on almost the end of this series, I want to talk a little bit about the ego family. The ego family. I'll give you some of the information, and then I'll get deeper in it using a book today. Psychology in the New Millennium. I'm going to start giving you the ISBN numbers to the books that I use to give you the information that I give you. And if you think I'm lying to you, the only thing I can say is these people in these books got me lying to you, because these are the books that I used in college. But anyway, this is Psychology in the New Millennium. And where's the ISBN number? ISBN number 0-15-501-699-7. That's the ISBN number to the book Psychology in the New Millennium. This is one of my college books, and as I'm saying, if you think I'm lying to you, these people got me lying to you, okay? And this is what many of us are being taught in college. Now, today, as I said, I'm going to deal with the ego family, and I'm going to just briefly talk a little bit about some things, and then Hey, Stan the man,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Stan, let me tell them about you a little bit. Now, Stan, he was one of the news team of Sobe. He did basically the sports, but Stan the Man covered a lot of things. And so I'm trying to bring us all back together. I will be interviewing Stan in the studio, I believe it's the first Saturday next month, right?
Yeah, next Saturday.
Okay.
2 o'clock.
Now, Stan.
Oh, what, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Stan, now tell the people out there something about yourself and what you plan on doing and bringing information. Stan is going to be one of the people that's going to call in on Saturdays if he has some hot news or whatever that we need to know about or think about in sports or whatever he has in mind. He's going to be calling in on Saturdays. So, Stan, tell the people something about yourself.
Well, you know, I was born in Oakland, California. I was one of the original Soul Beat family members. Started out back in 1980. So I was on and off TV for over 30 years with Chuck Johnson. And by the way, what I'm doing now is that I'm driving a taxi cab for the city of Oakland, and I'm filming a YouTube video show. I've been doing it for the last year or so, and I'm getting ready to put a show on YouTube of Stan B. Show, Stan's Cab.
Okay.
And what I'm working on is the homelessness of black people in Oakland, California. The city of Oakland has really kind of like dismissed us. And actually, Soulbeat, can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Actually, Soulbeat, they prophesized this was going to go down back in the 80s and the 90s, that Oakland was going to change. And this was going to happen, and that all these other cultures are moving in back into the city, buying up property, taking over. Back, we had black mayors, black city council. We were 75% African American in the city. Now we are the minority.
Right.
We are the minority. And something is desperately, desperately wrong. So I've been filming the homeless activity. I'll be doing some interviews with some homeless people also, and how they got out there. They're living up under bridges. They're living downtown Oakland up under the freeway in tents in massive amounts. And it's majority.
Hello, Cheryl.
Pardon?
Joyce? Okay, that's Joyce. Joyce, do you have an announcement? Stan, stay on.
I'm staying on.
Okay, Joyce, do you have an announcement?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I was calling to let you guys know that the Old Town Passions is doing a First Friday.
Okay, well, we cut off.
With the Old Town Passions, Children of Tomorrow, and St. Augustine Church is all going to be involved in the First Friday event.
Okay. And that starts at what time?
That starts at from 5 to 6. It's going to be on the corner of 24th and... going to be on the corner of 24th and Telegraph.
Okay. They usually block off that area for First Fridays. What else happens on First Friday so you can encourage people to come down and participate?
Yeah. Yes.
We have a bad connection.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the First Friday event.
Okay.
And they're going to fashion.
Okay, we're breaking up. Joyce, thank you
Are
for
we?
Calling. I'll talk a little bit more about
July the 1st.
July the 1st.
From 5
to 7. Thank you for calling,
five
Joyce.
5 to 7.
Because we have a bad connection. Don, you're going to have to cut that off because we haven't heard it breaks up. We haven't heard enough of the conversation. But basically what I'll do is every first Friday of the month, right here in Oakland, California, starting somewhere around close to Grand Avenue going toward the higher numbers, all the way up to 27th Street or whatever, in Telegraph, they have it blocked off, and it's First Friday. You'll have a number of vendors there that are providing services as well as they're selling things. So I encourage individuals to go and participate in First Friday because that will help some of the small businesses that are here in Oakland, as well as you will learn about what services that are available here for those that are homeless and need assistance. Now, for those of us that don't understand what's going on here in Oakland, all I'll have to say is you chose to be, especially those of us that listen to Soulbeat, you chose to be in the state of denial about the changes that were about to occur. And that's one of the reasons why I started teaching on the change cycle, the levels of maturity.
Exactly. That was one of my points I was trying to get to.
Okay, go on and talk.
We haven't learned, as what I can see, that, you know, it's an inside job, that you have to tap into the spirit that lives inside of you in order for you to succeed in life. It's the same spirit that everybody has. We all have that God-given spirit. And that's something that you got to settle for yourself. You got to search yourself within. You can't give up. You know, it's not an outside job. It's an inside job. And this is what I've been trying to tell people for a long, long time. God is not against you. You know, you've been doing that to yourselves. And I'm talking to myself too because I experience these things myself. You know,
that's right.
It has to rise inside you. And you can't allow other people to dictate what your higher power is and what it ain't. You have to find that for yourself. And we've missed the boat. We've got all these other cultures coming in here and just bonding together and taking over. We're now a minority in Oakland, California.
That's what they're supposed to do. They're taking care of their people.
They're taking care of their people, and we're not doing that.
You're absolutely right.
We've bought into the stupidity, the insanity, the 40-year-old black man walking around with his pants hanging down below his butt, talking about he wants to be a rapper. You know, most kids that I talk to, all they want to do is be basketball or football stars or singers. That's all they talk about. I mean, it's crazy. So, I mean, we've got to redirect.
The whole part about it, at the same time when they have those ideas and dreams, they decide not to go to school.
Mm-hmm. And I talked to you, have a secondary goal? Nope. I want to be LeBron James, or I want to be Steph Curry. It's insane. This has been going on for a long, 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 long time. So we miss Soulbeat. Miss Soulbeat. Soulbeat was a community informer. And if the African-American community was really together, Soulbeat would have never went off the air when Chuck Johnson died.
Well, I was at the funeral. His family, who were from Los Angeles, pretty much hand Soulbeat to the Soulbeat family members, who were the talk show hosts. He had 25 at least talk show hosts, and many of those shows weren't being paid for initially, and they handed it to us, and we didn't do nothing.
Right. Right.
They didn't want to spend no money, and wasn't going to give us no money, and wasn't going to be involved, but we could have it.
Right, right.
And And we didn't do it right.
I mean, and just not in the city of Oakland. This was happening all over the country.
All over the country, exactly.
Taught
to hate self-kind. So now we're in some major practice.
We're in a major crisis because every other group seems to be getting civil rights that black people, African Americans, died and fought for. And everyone's getting it. Everyone's getting civil rights and breaks that black people are not getting at all. And it's even the gay and lesbian community, they're getting civil rights more than...
Right. They know how to do it. What we do is get angry and riot.
Yeah. You can't get mad at them. You can't get mad at the Latino community for coming from Mexico trying to get a better life. You cannot get mad at them. It's not their fault. It's not even the government's fault. It's not even the city of Oakland's fault. This is our fault for allowing this to go down.
See, first we have to realize what our part is in the problem. And until we do that, we're going to always have the problem.
But what I've done is that I've recreated my life, and now my obligation to the higher power is to try to help others.
As
best as I can. And I mean that, and we're not the only group that's suffering. Everybody's suffering out here. Even people in the hills are suffering. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's living from check to check. So what I do, since I'm driving a cab in Oakland, I pick up a lot of senior citizens.
Right.
My main goal, I pick up a lot of senior citizens that need help. I have to help them in the cab, put wheelchairs in the trunk, take them to the hospital, help them out, help them get in, and they don't even have any money. They have to give me taxi strips paid for by the city of Oakland, because they're so broke, and it's usually not a whole lot of money, but the service and the reward for being given that service is just outstanding, because they've got no one to help them.
Right. See,
and
we don't
family
look
members
at...
Won't even help them. Their family members won't even take them to the store.
What it is, Stan, but with your help, as well as a few of the other SOBE family members, and with the venue of the radio, as well as this will be shown on television, the same airways that SOBE was on, hopefully we'll wake up some folk and let them know.
Exactly. You know, I'm Stan B. Hope you continue to stay with me. I'll be doing a YouTube video show. I'll talk more about that later as time goes on.
I'm going to have you on next Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. So do you have any other news you want to give us, Stan? What's happening in the sport?
No, that's it for right now.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. God bless everybody. And we'll just keep on keeping the beats. We'll keep the beat going.
That's right. That's what we're supposed to do.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you very much. And God bless everybody.
Okay. I'll talk to you in the next couple of days.
Okay.
Okay. We're expecting a couple of other calls. Hopefully they'll call in. But anyway, I'm still on my main subject, and I'm going to continue in this series and put it all together after I give you all the information. Today I wanted to start on the ego family. And there are a number of things that I want to talk about pertaining to the ego. Well, first we have to define some things. The basic definition of ego is one's concept of oneself. Okay? the alter ego, in which I will be reading from the psychology book that I brought up. I'm just giving you some basic information now. The alter ego is one's other self. Egocentric, one who is excessively fixated on his own desires, needs, etc. He is so involved with himself that he considers himself the center of the universe. Egocentric. We'll get more into that to show some characteristics as we go along. An egomaniac or a person that's egomaniacal. This is a person that's morbidly, insanely wrapped up in himself. He does a lot to convince of his own importance. Now, there have been a number of people that have been placed in that category. I'd like to talk that because Hitler was definitely an egomaniac. And a number of others, such as Mussolini, to give an example. And I'll talk a little bit more about even both of those later on. But to give you an example of an egomaniac, they're dangerous and will kill. Now, let's go to the id. I'll talk a little bit more about this because I'll be using the psychology books. I have three or four of them that I'll be using. And I'm doing this because you're going to have to know more about yourself and be able to apply this to see where you are in life. The id. Well, in the psychodynamic theory, it's the psychic structure that is present, you know, at birth, and it's governed by the pleasure principle. The id represents physiological drives and is fully unconscious. I'll get more into that later on. You're born with it. It's there. And it's a part of your life. And it's unconscious. So this is something where you will react and unconsciously do some things. Now, let's talk about the superego. It's the third psychic structure which functions as a moral guardian and set forth high standards of behavior. Now, that's half of the definitions that I wanted to give you today, and I'm going to utilize the psychology book to read some things to you, and I'll do that later. I want you to now go on the internet, use your dictionaries, and maybe you'll get an idea when you look up the word ego, alter ego, egocentric, and egomaniacal. We have a lot of people that need to understand this and understand their id and their superego. Once you understand what these things mean, you can guide yourself along the way. Hello, caller.
Hello there.
Who am I speaking with again?
You are speaking with JJ.
Oh, yes. Okay, our entertainment person. You have something that you want to share with us today?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple little hot tidbits for you.
Okay.
So I hope everyone will be excited to hear them. Let's start off. Well, I want to start on a somber note for a few moments. All those who know the Oakland entertainment legend, John Ivy, owned Ivy's and Mingles and countless other entertainment establishments. He passed away a few days ago. So
Now, you know, I haven't been keeping up with the Ivy brothers. Is the other brother alive?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I haven't seen them in several years myself.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, but I do know that he has recently passed away. We want to send condolences to his family and friends and his wife and all that, all those people that...
Wow. Now, explain, for those of that's on the radio, that's because we got people all over the world, they don't know who the Ivies are. We're talking about Oakland. Would you give a little brief history on the Ivies?
Well, like I said, John Ivy was a member of the Oakland, California community, and he made his mark in this world through establishing night clubs and venues that African Americans could come to and listen to music and dance and, you know, have a really good time. And I think his first endeavor, well, the one that I'm familiar with, was he was very well known for, was a nightclub, and it was called Ivy's. And he was
well known in Jack London Square.
Yes. And he also owned Mingles for all of my former Bottom of the Basement family members. And, you know, he really provided a nice, a classy establishment where black people could come and have themselves a good time, enjoy live music, bands. And, you know, it was something that was really, really fun. I don't think that he had been in the game for several years now, but his presence will always be felt in the entertainment community of Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, we can get past that somber stuff now and get to the real stuff. First out the gate is Public Enemy. I know people remember Public Enemy, the famous group with the front man of Chuck D. I know you all remember Chuck D. Matter of fact, Chuck D was a member of Soul Beat. He was a Soul Beat family member. Let's see. Now, Chuck D says that Kanye West, and I know everyone is familiar with Kanye West by now. If not, you must have been living under a rock. But Chuck D says that Kanye West has helped turn hip-hop into a disgrace. Okay. He also says, when comparing rock and hip-hop groups, in terms of groups and bands, that he says that Public Enemy was the only competitive force in the rap and rock world in the first place. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to pose a question. First of all, how many people like Kanye West? and do they think that his influence in the rap industry has brought a disgrace to the genre? So,
didn't
moving
do it by
right
himself?
Along.
He didn't
I'm
do
sorry?
It by himself. It's a whole bunch of them out there bringing a disgrace. So you
oh,
can't
yeah.
put it
oh.
on one person. It's just some stuff that we shouldn't be hearing, and that's being aired. You know,
yeah.
and
well, it
don't look at the video.
Yes, well, as we all know, the landscape of rap music has changed quite a bit over the years. You know, back
right.
During the days of Public Enemy and, you know, groups like the name groups like them, that rap was a happy venue, a happy way of expressing, you know, yourself through music. You know, back in the days,
it turned into
Sugar
Hill
Gang.
They're talking about guns, killing people, and all this stuff. And guess what? That's exactly what they did.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean when I refer to the change that rap music has undergone over the years, because like I said, the rap lyrics used to be, you know, what's those, you know, friends, how many of us have been friends, you know, they talked about things like that, rapper's delight, you know.
We had love in our hearts. We sung about being
yes.
happy. We had a message that
yes.
made
yes.
sense and needed to be related. But see,
yes,
these songs,
yes.
I don't know about these words. We hear nothing but evil words.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, that, you know, things change with time, and over the years, the message and the method, I feel, has been watered down and turned into this culture of hate words towards women, negative thoughts and raps, and who you're going to shoot and who you're going to kill. You know, that is, I don't think that the creators of rap, you know, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, I don't think that groups of that element meant for this or could ever foresee the direction that rap music has taken.
Yeah, it's gone straight to hell in a handbasket is what's happened here.
Well, I'm still a hip-hop supporter because I do love the art. Some of the greatest music that has been created, it was created with a hip-hop theme in mind. So with that being said, we can move on to the next story that I have. Now, I
okay.
don't know if you all, you viewers, listeners, are familiar with RZA. He is a rap mogul, and any of our listeners that are familiar with his works in cartoons and animated movies, his music, Afro Samurai, which is one of my favorites, was mostly written and produced by RZA, and it also starred Samuel L. Jackson as his alter ego. So I'm going to put my plug in for Afro Samurai. It's a little dated by now, but look for it in online, and you can actually enjoy the you know, the animated movie. It's very good.
It's called Alter Ego.
I'm sorry.
It's called Alter Ego?
Oh, no, 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 no. He is not the animated production that I'm talking about was Afro Samurai.
Okay.
And that's self-explanatory, Afro Samurai. But that's
okay.
One of my favorite animated compositions that RZA, yes, that RZA produced. Now, but the big news with RZA is that old school Atari, I know some of us that are over like 20, we all remember the old school Atari games. You know, remember when the first Pong, among the first computerized gaming things. Yeah, with the Pong.
All
yes,
the kids
well,
wanted
them. Yeah, yes, and I think some of us might remember the old school game console for Atari.
Mm-hmm.
It was big and heavy. Nothing like the ones that they are coming out with right now. But RZA is teaming up with Atari, and he plans to make a classic video game that has inspired a new album. So he's actually selling two copies. One is a free download, and the other is for sale. So I just wanted to, let...
Where can they get the free download?
Online. It's online.
All they have to do is plug. What do they type in to find it?
They just put in RZA and or Atari. And
Atari,
it come,
okay,
right?
And they should be able to... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So that's good for people who love to download, and for people that don't like to download, you can't. It is available for free.
Okay.
Maybe the download is actually free. So keep your eyes and ears out for RZA and Atari's new project.
Okay, thank you for JJ. It's about time for me to close up. I got just a couple of minutes.
Well,
so call back next week with new stuff, okay?
Oh, yes, honey. I will be here at 10:40 every Saturday. And remember, you guys, Cheryl asked me to say this, but remember, if the stars have something to say, you better get it from who? Me, JJ. All right, then. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, dear. Yeah, that was JJ's closing, just like mine that I'm getting ready to say right now. I kept my closing from Sobe, how I closed the show. That was her closing when she talked. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.